Hello and welcome to the March 14th episode of This Week in Kirkland, the official podcast of the City of Kirkland, bringing you timely topics and noteworthy news delivered to you every week. I'm your host, Jim Lopez, one of two deputy city managers here at the city, joined today by two members of our podcast team.
Hello, I'm Sue Romero.
And David Wolbrecht.
And one of these days, we're going to have to get that other deputy city manager.
Ooh, yes, I like that.
But today we have our special guest, Kate Schmidt.
Thanks. Yay. I'm super stoked to be here.
Well, we're very excited to have you.
Yeah,
now, you're here to talk about the Yard Smart program.
Mm-hmm. I am.
But before we do, here's some of the topics we're talking about this week.
Yes, we have some announcements, like the Kirkland Police Department hosting law enforcement testing. If you've ever wanted to be an officer, now's your chance.
Now's the time.
That's the first step. Kirkland Fire did an amazing thing. They raised nearly $20,000 in an annual stair climb.
And that's a pretty big stair climb.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll tell you how many steps coming up. And then an upcoming quarterly meeting about the 405 85th Street interchange project that you can't possibly miss.
That's right. We also want you to learn about using Metroflex to get around. Also, weekend update around Juanita Beach Park for Shamrock Run.
That's a big
plus. Deal. Applications are open for human services agencies to receive grants.
Yes, but first, my friends, our big story of the week. Come one, come all to the inaugural Kirkland Business Pitch Competition on April 3rd. I can tell you this is going to be
big
fun.
So you can cheer on local innovation and help shape the future of our local business community.
So what is it you're thinking?
What is it, Sue?
You'll hear local businesses pitch ideas at a chance to win money, lots of money, and can even cast a vote for the People's Choice Award category.
It's kind of like a mix between
American Idol and Shark Tank.
Shark Tank, like the finals of The Voice, where people get to vote.
The Voice, yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. You know. It's just like that, except it's local businesses.
That's right.
Super fun.
And I have to say, I did get to participate in this for one of the sessions, and they're just really great. I had noted that. But these businesses are super engaged, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on down and experience that event.
Yeah, 5:30 April 3rd at the Kirkland Performance Center. Fun, family-friendly, and free.
Yes. So the city is now accepting applications for human services grants. Now, this is grant funding over the next 2 years.
Yeah, and we all want our neighbors to have the tools to build a good life, no matter their circumstances.
Whether it's providing basic needs like food, housing, and employment.
Or providing more specialized services like homelessness prevention, domestic violence survivor support, and youth programs, the City of Kirkland makes significant investments in our community's well-being.
So one of the main ways is through our Human Services Grants, which awards funding to human services agencies. Now, applications are now open, and of course, all the information you need is in the show notes.
Absolutely.
Boom. So the Kirkland Police Department will be hosting a new officer testing for the region on May 4th. So if you've ever thought about serving your community and building great relationships with community members, now is the time.
That's right. So when a career in law enforcement is for you, the first step that you need to do is take this law enforcement test. And for the first time in a long while, Kirkland PD is hosting the test. Usually they're testing administrators, public safety testing, holds these testing locations in different areas across the state. But so it's going to be in Kirkland. If you're interested in the KPD, like, that's a good chance to do it. So take that step by becoming a new police officer. Take the written law enforcement test on May 4th, hosted right here in Kirkland at the Justice Center.
Awesome.
And we really do have a wonderful police department.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So do you guys skip leg day?
Yeah.
Yes.
I sometimes do.
Yeah. Well, it's okay to admit.
But David, do you know who didn't skip leg day?
Who?
19 of our Kirkland firefighters during the annual stair climb. Sue, you hinted at the number of stairs that are involved in this amazing endeavor.
Yeah, this is insane. So it's the tallest building west of the Mississippi. You know which one? Columbia Tower, downtown Seattle.
There's a lot of stairs in that tower.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot. Exactly 1,356 stairs. That's 69 floors. And 19 of our Kirkland firefighters made up a team to climb the stairs, see how fast they could do it, all to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which they do every year, so for blood cancer research. A great cause. But so their goal this year was $15,000.
Wow.
And guess what? They hit $20,000.
Killed it.
Right?
Jeez.
And so I was chatting back and forth with one of the firefighters, and I was like, hey, do you have any pictures? And, you know, what was your best time? One of our firefighters, Kevin Grimstad, did 1,356 steps in 16 minutes and 38 seconds.
Oh, man.
I think it would take me longer to take the elevator up that and high.
What's cool about this, as a firefighter, they are full gear. That's like 35 to 50 extra pants with their air tanks on, with the air on.
Jeez.
That's crazy. 16 minutes?
Leg day. Kevin, congratulations, Kevin.
Well done. And all of our Kirkland Fire
all the firefighters
team,
that
was awesome.
That.
Great job.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, guys. Great work. So the next meeting of the Kirkland City Council is coming up on March 19th, and here's what's on the agenda. Let's start with the business agenda, David.
Mm-hmm. Council will consider suspending exploration of a community pool ballot measure in 2024, and will also provide direction on potential interim uses of the Houghton Park and Ride while long-term plans are developed.
They'll also get an update on the fire department's mobile integrated health unit, which is a couple of specialized staff that support behavioral health needs on emergency calls.
And council will also consider assigning the name Raven Way to the private access road for Wineeta High School.
Yes, and prior to the business agenda, the council is going to hold a joint meeting with the Transportation Commission to discuss the commission's two-year work plan. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
And as always, council meetings streamed live on the city's YouTube channel, Facebook page, and on the city website. Mm-hmm.
So heads up, my friends.
What's up?
Yeah, Wineeta Park. Wineeta Park goers and folks in the area, the Kirkland Shamrock Run begins the morning of Sunday, March 17th.
Mm-hmm. I saw the sign this morning.
Did you see the sign?
Yep. So drivers should expect traffic delays and parking restrictions in the area.
Mm-hmm. And probably you should wear green, I'm guessing.
I mean, if you're driving through, sure. But if you're participating, yeah, I think that's, yeah, that's a big part of it. And please note, vehicles parked in restricted areas will be towed prior to the event. The map is linked in the show notes.
And speaking of Wineeta. Mm-hmm. Are you a Wineeta resident and would rather pay Metro fare than, say, Uber?
Oh.
Well, is this a leading question?
No comment, Jim, on that piece. But we'd like to introduce our listeners to Metro Flex, our Wineeta residents' on-demand neighborhood metro transit service.
Wow, this is intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so if I live in Wineeta and I need a ride, I can just call Metro Flex?
Well, yeah, it's actually just a simple app and a few taps. You can be riding anywhere in the Wineeta service area, all for the same cost as a Metro bus fare.
Cool.
Yeah, so learn more and download the app at kingcounty.gov/Metro Flex.
I'm really interested to see how this works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we should pay some attention to that, see if it's
going to sure they're catching all sorts of data points.
Yeah, that's great. So are you wondering what's going on with the I-405 85th Street interchange project? Well, Sue Romero is here, so wonder no more.
Because I'm the expert. I don't know if you knew that. But WashDOT Sound Transit and the project contractor, Graham, will be hosting a virtual project update meeting on March 26th from 12 to 1:30 p.m. It's actually, that's the exit I take to work. So every morning I'm like, I wonder how it's going to look today. Like, where's the backhoe going to be today?
Yeah.
At the meeting, you'll get the opportunity to learn more about this ongoing project, hear about the construction work, ask all your questions, and find out how to get more info.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And as always, here's a couple of upcoming events for you to check out.
Mm-hmm.
Some cool stuff.
Parks Job Fair. We mentioned this last week, but Saturday, March 30th at the North Kirkland Community Center for seasonal jobs and all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Also, the Spring Recycling Right event. this is a personal favorite of mine. I've got a bag.
Do you have a bag?
Yeah, I'm going to be among those attending on Saturday, April 6th at LW Tech. I'm getting rid of a bag of cords.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, wires.
Man, who doesn't have piles of recycling stuff in the garage?
Exactly, just shoved somewhere.
Yeah. Yep.
This is your opportunity.
Okay.
These events, they're kind of cathartic.
Oh, they are.
You know, clean it out, get rid of it. Mm-hmm. LW Tech, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
For the win.
Thank you for that. And that brings us to our 5 in 5. That's 5 questions in 5 minutes.
We really need to just edit.
Give or take.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. We rarely bring this in 5 minutes.
But hey, aspirational goal.
We try. Mm-hmm. So welcome, Environmental Education Specialist Kate Schmidt.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you're here to talk about our amazing Yard Smart Rewards Program. Now, where I'm from, I suspect they call this program the Yad Smot
program. Mm. The Yad Smot program? Yad Smot.
That would probably be the Boston version. But we're here to talk about the Kirkland version.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they're doing great stuff for rainwater runoff in Boston, too. But I only know about the Kirkland one. So.
I'm sure they are Fair in point. The Yad Smot
yeah.
program.
Mm. Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to ask you all about that. But Fabulous. First, we'd like to learn a little bit about you. Mm-hmm. So first, what do you do? Like, how would you describe your position?
I would describe my position as the best job in the city.
Yeah, boom.
Fair point.
I might Duly be noted. Biased based on what I'm into and stuff, but basically I am the environmental education and outreach specialist for the stormwater team.
Oh, good.
And what that means is I get to talk about clean water and how to make it cleaner a lot, how to prevent pollution based on our daily actions in Kirkland Creeks and Lake Washington. And so day to day, what that can look like is I run the Yard Smart program. I run our tree rebate program. And I also am kicking off our Natural Yard Care Ambassador program, which we just launched, which is really cool. And then, like, the most fun stuff is sometimes we lead a little wetland wander field trip for grown-ups where I, you know, get some...
Can I go on that?
You can, yeah. You can get down on your belly and look at the little critters that live in the water, too.
Kate, I'm prepared to do that.
I would love to have you along, Jim. I think it would be a blast.
So what you're saying, if I'm hearing correctly, what you're saying is there's a through line to what you do every single day at work to making the world a better place.
That's what I try to do, man. Yeah. I hope so.
I'm sensing that through line. Well, thank you. You're wonderful at it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So how'd you come to the city?
It was a long and circuitous path. I like to tell people that I kind of worked back down the food chain. So I started as a whale watching guide 10 years
did
ago.
Did you really?
I did. Whoa. Yeah, it was really fun.
Where like was
up
that?
In the San Juans?
Yeah, so it was out of Seattle on the Clipper, but then we would go up to the San Juans.
So were you the like naturalist on the... Oh my God.
I got to share
goodness.
all the orca whale facts. So
cool.
AMA about orcas.
we love orcas.
I won't stop for a while if you get me going though.
So that was my elementary school mascot.
Ooh, the orca?
Cool.
Yeah.
We should chat after the podcast for sure.
Cool.
And then I worked at the aquarium for a while, so I kind of worked down to the fish, like the things that the orcas are eating. And then I got interested in the environment that supports all those things. So kind of
so made you went my, upstream.
I went upstream. I went back to the source to clean water, which supports all those things that support my favorite animal, the orca. So
that is just like a wonderful journey.
Holy cow.
Wow.
It took me a while to get here, but you know, it's hard to swim upstream. Just ask a salmon,
right?
Man.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, you've managed it.
I have, and I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, and
so.
I think the orcas are happy you're here, too.
I hope
frankly.
So.
So what's your favorite thing about Kirkland?
I think my favorite thing about Kirkland is that everyone at the city and in the community really cares. And it makes it a great place to work. I've actually, to be honest, never had a better work culture.
That made our
Kirkland, so
month.
Shout out to everyone in the city that makes that true.
It's very nice to hear that.
Yeah, I actually have very few notes on Kirkland as an organization. We're killing it. So
we're
I really
pretty
like
cool.
it. Yeah, there's a lot of nice people here to talk to.
Well, it's nice because we're aspiring to be a reflection of our community because it truly is a caring community.
That's absolutely right.
Absolutely.
And I do agree with you. I think we have a really caring workforce. So.
Yeah, and I get to be out there talking to people on the ground all the time, and I definitely see that. So
that's great. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're here to talk about the Yard Smart Rewards Program. Tell us about that.
I am. So, yeah, the Yard Smart Rain Rewards Program. I talked a little bit about water quality. So how this program ties into that is that all the water in our city that runs down a storm drain and gets there either through our roads or through some houses' downspouts, it's going straight to the creeks and it's not being treated or filtered in any way before it gets
there. So there is another kind of through line.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the things that we do at our homes on our properties can really impact what that water quality looks like at the end point in the creeks and in the lake. And so the Yard Smart program is a way that homeowners can tackle those problems right on their property. There's a couple of requirements for the program, but at its heart, it's a rebate program to make it easier to make choices at home that will manage the rainwater that falls on your property to reduce the amount of water that's entering the storm system.
So, Kate, what are some examples of things that homeowners typically need to do and that you help out for them to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, rainwater runoff, when it's getting into the creeks when we have a big storm, it's going fast and there's a lot of it. And that can cause a lot of erosion problems as well as, I mean, it's carrying anything that was on the streets to there. So what we want to do is we want to slow and filter the water where it falls on site where possible. And so...
So what are the strategies?
So the strategies for that are disconnecting downspouts if they tie into the storm system and if there's a good project area on your property.
What does it mean to disconnect a downspout?
So if your downspouts go underground, they may or may not be going into the storm system, which is the same system where all those little grates on the road are. And that's, so that's adding water quantity to the system and that's adding to the problems down in the creeks. So if you disconnect your downspout, you're basically cutting it off right where it would go into the ground and routing that water to this program's doing either rain gardens or native landscaping. And so those help the water just kind of slow and filter right there. They also add some nice visual appeal to your landscape, which makes it look really pretty.
So we're kind of helping landowners create natural filters for the water.
Yeah, if you're tired of your grass that does not want to survive the summer and just wants to die, this is a great solution for your home.
Well, there you go.
As well, because it's a win-win. It's a win for the creeks. It's a win for your house and your curb appeal. It's just good all around.
And there, and we're talking like real money here.
Oh, yeah. We're talking, we just upped our rebate level last year, actually. So the max rebate you can get is $5,000 for a single family home now. Yeah.
Okay.
So how does that work?
So how that works is... first thing, I talk to you about your specific property to make sure.
Well, how do you, do people reach out to you and saying, I want to,
So to get started with this, what would happen is I would sit down with people or come out to your house one-on-one, chat about your property, chat about your downspouts and where they go, chat about projects and landscape goals that you want to see happen.
You're like a on-demand consultant.
I kind of am. It's kind of fun.
That's kind of great, actually.
It's really cool. It's really neat. Yeah, and then if your goals and the city goals kind of line up, if there's overlap on that Venn diagram, then we start planning out a project for your landscape. And then people install them. Once they install them, we come inspect them, say, it looks great. You're doing the good things.
Things you need to do.
You're doing the things you need to do. Your project has met all the goals.
And then how does the rebate happen?
And then they send me their receipts and we send them a check.
So they meet your guidelines and you work with them on that.
Absolutely. We walk you through it step by step to make it as easy as possible.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, so it's not like a one-time visit and like, here's your check.
Yeah.
They have to do a lot of work and like be accountable.
Yeah, and people can do it with a contractor. People can do it DIY. There's different rebate structures for both of those.
Oh, that's great. So folks that want to do the work on their own, you're there to help them. You go through the criteria. You see that this is environmentally sound.
Absolutely.
And then they get a rebate.
They get a rebate for the plants and the mulch and whatever else they needed for that project.
So cool.
That's really great, Kate. So how does this all happen? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm sure we'll put it in the show notes, right?
Smart.
Yeah. So there'll be a link to our program page. And from there, you can find the scheduling link and that will let you set up a meeting.
That'll go right to Kate.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Okay. We have one last question.
Can I ask it?
Yes, please.
Because it's my favorite question. What's your favorite or a favorite movie, show, or book that you're watching or reading?
All right. Well, I have a lot.
I knew it.
Just pick one.
Yeah, I'm going to pick one. So my family and I are rewatching Steven Universe right now.
What's that?
It's an amazing cartoon. It kind of takes a second to get going, so stick with it for a little bit. It's probably it's probably good for like ages 9 on up because it's layered, man. Like, it's a really good show for teaching kids emotional intelligence on a lot of levels. It's got a lot of depth to it, but
really
it's also really fun and silly. And so my family's watched it through a couple of times, not going to lie. And we're on our third watch through right now. So
that is a fate. That qualifies as favorite.
It is a favorite. It is one of my all-time favorites for sure.
Awesome.
It's
so
got
thank
some
you
good
for that.
Themes. Yeah, thank you.
Will you stick around for our pop quiz?
Of course.
This is our multiple choice trivia. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. One of these answers soaks up the rain, David. While the others, Kate, just leave it to wash away. Which means, of course, we just made it up.
Not real.
I think
not real.
So soaking it up is good and true.
Yes.
And washing away is false.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Yes.
All right. Good. Let's go.
Let's go. Option A. Locals have identified 13 distinct types of rain for the Seattle region.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. Option B, despite its soggy reputation, Seattle receives less annual rainfall than Houston, Atlanta, and New York City.
Hmm.
That would be option B.
All right.
Option C, usually my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Dune style still suits. You know what I'm referencing here?
Oh, I do. I just saw the second one this weekend.
Yes. Okay.
You did.
Gotta hear about
that. It was fascinating. Yeah.
That's a good word for it.
Dune style still suits are trending on the online retailer rainyme.biz. Get them before the worm gets you.
I'm going to call that one false. That one's a wash.
Oh, well played.
Yeah. Still suits are for the dry climate.
Oh,
right. I know that one's not.
Someone's paying attention.
Right? Yes.
I just saw the movie, man. Yeah. If I didn't pick that up, then I really wasn't paying attention. Option A, I mean, it feels like it could be true, but I think there's probably more different types of rain.
Interesting.
I don't think they're official, but I think we could all talk about rain for a while.
And yeah.
We have a lot of variety in our day.
But option B is definitely true. Yeah. That one soaks in.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, the answer is, of course, don't mess with Kate.
Yeah.
Because option B is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the measurable precipitation in the Seattle area comes in the form of drizzle and light rain, with measurable amounts occurring on about 150 days.
That's a lot.
Lifelong locals like to say we experience more gray than rain.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And did you know, in an often quoted essay, Seattle author Jenny Wallen outlined just six different types of rain in the Seattle area.
Oh.
Drizzle, mist, sprinkles, normal rain, downpours, and thunderstorms.
That feels low to me.
I got to tell you guys, I'm from Ketchikan, Alaska, where the annual rainfall is like 129 inches.
Holy.
There's a local artist that made a picture of all the names for rain, and there's like 80.
Yeah.
So I'm like, 13.
13.
Not bad.
Sue, I think we probably should grab that list and compare it to Seattle and see how many we can pluck out.
I'm
going to
buy it.
80.
It's like an art print.
I'm going to buy it for our studio.
I bet it's more than 13.
Yeah.
I think we have a research project.
Hey, I like it.
Well, okay then. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Kate.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thanks for
we love
me.
Having you.
And don't forget to register for the free pitch competition.
It'll be fun.
And that does it, my friends, for this week. You've been listening to This Week in Kirkland. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and
share.
Special thanks to Anthony Girardi, Chris Peterson, and Kate Ryan for their behind-the-scenes magic.
Woo!
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Our next episode is March 21st. Until then,
stay connected, Kirkland.